Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
Let's turn to the national and international media to see what's making the headlines this Friday morning. Well, we're going to start with the Irish Independent this morning and that health story, which we will actually be hearing about a little bit later on here in the programme as well. Their headline today, the Health Insurance Twilight Zone Trap. This is a story about thousands of people right across the country who are basically described as being trapped in a health twilight zone because they earn too much money to actually have a medical card, but they can't afford private health insurance. And this is according to a new report. Now, what's described as hard-pressed families on middle incomes are at risk of being even worse off than those who qualify for a medical card now as a result. And the report also reveals the gulf between the health of the rich and the poor in Ireland is now even more pronounced when compared with several other Western European countries. And it's a further indictment of the failing of successive health ministers to introduce a meaningful reform despite years of promises. And that's according to the Irish Independent this morning. And the report, which is published by Task, which is the think tank for action and social change and also the Foundation for European Progressive Studies, will be discussed at a conference at Trinity College in Dublin later today. We will be talking to Deputy Roisin Shortall, who's the chair of the Health Committee, actually, about that conference. We'll have more details. Do let us know, actually, if you are in that affected area, if it's a case that your income is too high to get a medical card but you can't afford to pay for health insurance. It's too much of an outgoing every month. We want to hear from you this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. And you can also get us on Twitter today as well at Breakfast NT. Also on the front of the Independent, and indeed it's a story that's right across all of the papers today. And their headline is Girl Expected to Die During Blood-Curdling Rape Ordeal. It's the story about a student who was subjected to 21 hours of captivity during which she was repeatedly raped and she genuinely thought that she would die, a judge said in court yesterday. But the man who admitted to abducting and raping the Spanish teenager appeared to chuckle as he was sentenced to 14 years imprisonment yesterday. 25-year-old Owen Berkeley of Hampton Wood Way in Finglas in North Dublin admitted raping the 18-year-old girl at the Irish Glass Bottle Company site on three occasions over a 21-hour period. As I said, the details of that court hearing and sentencing are in all of the papers as well today. But that story is also on the front of some of the tabloids. In the Irish Daily Mail, their headline, Beach Rapist Should Have Been in Jail at the Time, and in the Herald, Evil Rapist Laughs as He's Sent Down. It's also a story that's in the front of the Irish Times this morning. Their headline, Garda Failure to Enforce Bail Conditions on Rapist, A Real Worry. A failure by Garda to enforce bail conditions and a man sentenced to 14 years in prison yesterday for the abduction and rape of a Spanish teenager in Dublin is a real worry, according to the head of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre. A warning there from the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, and there's lots of details, analysis and commentary on that particular story, as I said, right across all of the papers today. We're going to stay with the Irish Times though, and their actual top story or lead story this morning, the headline, Legislation May Allow New Sites to Be Exhumed. It's a piece by Suzanne Lynch in Boston. She says legislation required to allow for the excavation of human remains at the site of the former Chew Mother and Baby home in County Galway may allow for other exhumations at the site of similar institutions, and that's according to comments from the Minister for Children. Speaking at the Boston College in the US during a conference on the legacy of institutional abuse in Ireland, Minister Catherine Zappone said the government was aware that not looking at other sites could be an issue and was awaiting further findings from the Commission of Investigation into mother and baby homes. And there's more details on the comments there from Minister Catherine Zappone on that. She actually suggested something similar during an interview here on News Talk Breakfast just a short time ago as well. To the Irish Examiner this morning, their headline, Leaving Cert Appeals Set to Change. Niall Murray, the paper's education correspondent, reporting that up to 350 students a year could now benefit from what we're describing as these sweeping changes to the timing of the Leaving Cert results. College offers and exam rechecks, which ministers claim will actually cut 3 weeks off the exam appeals process. Now, the range of new measures were prompted basically by September's High Court ruling in favour of of the Wexford student Rebecca Carter. She was found to have been unfairly treated by the time the State Examinations Commission would take to re-correct her Leaving Cert business paper, as she could have been forced to wait a year to actually begin her college course of choice. These changes that have been put forward include Leaving Cert results will now be issued on Tuesday the 13th of August next year instead of the traditional Wednesday. The Central Applications Office will then issue its first round offers the following Friday. Teachers will be allowed to take time off school to mark appeals full time, and also colleges will not begin any first year programmes until at least the second week of September from 2019. Let us know what you think about that. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. To the Times Ireland edition this morning, their top story: RTE blamed for dismal turnout at Pope's Mass. The paper's reporting that the World Meeting of Families has complained to the government that RTE's coverage of the Pope's visit discouraged people from going to the Phoenix Park for his Mass. Documents released under the Freedom of Information laws show that the events communications manager wrote to the Department of Taoiseach 9 days before the visit to complain about the broadcaster's coverage. She said that too much emphasis was being placed on the long walk to the Mass. And there you go. More details in the Times Ireland edition this morning. To the remainders of the tabloids today, both the Daily Mirror, the Star and also the Sun, all leading with the one story. Their headline: stabbed to death after row at a party. Halloween horror as dad knifed to death, and knifed to death at horror bash. This is the story of 34-year-old David Boland. You heard it there in the news. A father who was stabbed to death after a Halloween night party. And it ended obviously in serious tragedy. He was stabbed repeatedly in a thigh in County Kildare at 5:30 yesterday morning, and a full Garda investigation underway into that. As you heard, they're appealing for dash cam footage, and lots of coverage in the tabloids today as well about that story. I want to return to some of the other stories as well, also making the headlines today. If you're actually out in your car this morning driving to work, and if you have a car that you have on PCP finance, this is actually a story for you. The paper is reporting that PCP car finance could need new regulation. The government has been urged to consider bringing in legislation to protect consumers who buy cars through the personal contract plans, these PCP cars. And that's according to a report commissioned by the Minister for Finance. The report by Michael Tutty, who's a former Secretary General of the Department of Finance, said the government should secure legal advice on whether PCPs fall under the current legislation for hire purchase agreement. If not, PCP legislation should be put into law. And there's lots of details there regarding the decline in some new car sales, and also in the business section of the Irish Times today. But it's an interesting piece, particularly if you have a car on PCP finance as well. To some of the other stories out there today, the Times Ireland edition reporting that students' pains as tutors tell parents all. A large Chinese university has begun posting reports on its students directly to their parents in a hope to encourage students to do better while a third level education and to get better academic results. The Shenzhen University began posting reports after the government demanded that students make better use of their time on campus. There you go. Maybe some parents might think that's actually a good idea if their kids are in college. We'll take one final story for the morning. It's for this morning. It's on the her.ie website. Apparently, a new study has found that Irish people are pretty terrible at saying "I love you." We want to know today: how often do you tell your parents, your friends, your siblings, your loved ones, anybody, how much you love them? This is according to a new study conducted by Interflora. It's revealed that 28% of Irish people have never told their dad that they love them, and 15% have never said it to their mams. The reasons why they're not really surprising at all, apparently. 30% said they're too embarrassed to say how they feel. 29% said that they assume that they already know how they feel about them. 22% said that they tend to wait for big occasions like birthdays or anniversaries. And 22% say, my family don't really talk about this kind of thing at all. And there's 21% of people who took part in the survey who said, I'm actually no good with words. We'll leave it on that note for this morning.